Only you. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Big idea. The most common biblical term for worship is the Greek word proskynou, translated as the act of prostration, the doing of obeisance to the only true and living God who reveals himself in scripture and through his son. All of creation has been commanded to worship the only one true and living God. The mandate to worship is a call that informs believers about God and reveals characteristics of his immanence that are worthy of worship. God is worthy of our worship because of his infinite power that is revealed throughout creation. God's creativity extends to the grass, insects, the shapes of the clouds, stars, human beings, in all that he created. In all created forms of the created order, we see God's omnipotence. God gifted all that is created in his image with creativity, and human creativity produces new ways from the existing modes to communicate truth. Singers demonstrate the truth about God as they worship through song. And musicians communicate God's truth through instruments. The above examples address why we all were created to worship him. When believers worship Christ, our sustenance is drawn directly from the source, and we reflect the glory of God's physical countenance, just as described in 1 Peter chapter 2 and 9. By this, making it known that worship is not about what we will receive. Instead, our worship is for an audience of one to ascribe worth to the only one true and living God. The worshiper's heart that is curated for an audience of one has the central aspect to all that they will need to accomplish their purpose for God's glory. Let's pray. Lord, I acknowledge that you and you alone are worthy of my praise. I glorify your name, not for what you have done, but because you are the true God, worthy of all honor and worship. In Jesus' name, amen.